I'd really like to thank everybody for being here this morning. Don't ruin my mom's life. She had so many friends, and you were all such a part of her life for so many, many years. And it was just amazing, the friends and family and the closeness of all of us. And I hope that we always stay that way. Mom was really a sunny September person who came into her life in September and left us just this last Sunday in September. I'm going to try and keep this as light as possible because we've had a lot of transitions in our family this year, and this is a tough one. My sister and I cherish our memories of Mom, and we know that you all do too. Mom was always a gracious woman. She cared a lot about her hair and makeup, about the fact that her nails were done for all of her 85 years. And she really looked quite beautiful. I remember some of those Vegas pictures with all the sparkle and stunning, and I thought, I'm going to be just like that when I grow up and take those fancy trips. She was even more beautiful inside. She was the core of our extended family and so many friends. She really was a great caretaker, organizer. She prepared everybody's tax returns along the way. She brought a lot of strength to some really difficult situations throughout the family time period. My mom loved living a very active life, and she was never a homebody. I never saw my mom at home quilting or knitting or anything like that. I used to tease she and Dad that they needed an answering machine before anybody had answering machines and voicemails so that we could find them, because they really were out, and it was great. They were often out visiting with friends and family. They were out to dinner. They were at the casinos or a sports game. They were driving to Alki, volunteering at Klein Gallen, taking, or just sitting down and playing cards. I think that was probably what we saw them doing most, was playing Pan and Mom playing Mahjong and so forth. I don't know how she kept track of some of the groups sometimes. It was a Tuesday group and the Thursday group and the Saturday group, and they all had a little bit different rules and different people and so forth. But the main thing was she had a lot of fun with so many friends and family. I told many people that my mom was not at all the grandma who would let her children win when she was playing a game of cards with them like Uno or Go Fish. My mom played hard against those kids, and she had to win. That's all there was to it. She was pretty competitive, and I think that's where I got my own competitive spirit. As kids, my sister and I could easily claim we couldn't read the Torah list she left us, because her writing was pretty bad. She said it was all about the shorthand that she did when she was in her early working years. Just yesterday, my sister and I were trying to decipher her phone book to call some of you, and we had the same trouble. In fact, my sister was accusing my writing of being the same yesterday. It is? Okay. This mic it. Okay. In our house, my mom was known for her love of chocolate. There was no other flavor in the world, whether it was cake or cookies or candies or pudding or whatever it was all about chocolate. We had a freezer full of Mountain Bars, a great cupboard full of chocolate, and we had so much available that by the time I was 30, I developed a chocolate allergy, and I have not been able to eat chocolate since. I prefer to breathe. But it was pretty good. I always kept a stash of chocolate at my house, though, and when Mom came to dinner on many Sundays, I pulled out her favorite chocolate bar, and I have one here today in her honor. The Hershey's special dark chocolate, right after dinner as a treat for her. And she definitely opened it right up, and she didn't usually share it with anybody else. The rest of it went right in her purse for the rest of the week. As we were growing up and in their retirement, Mom and Dad enjoyed traveling near and far, but they didn't miss at least one fun trip to Vegas or Reno each year. My husband and I traveled to Palm Springs with them a few times, and we chauffeured them to their favorite casinos there too. That was definitely a favorite stop. And I think I saw one of, hi Jay, we used to see your mom down in the Palm Springs Valley and take them all to the casino together. I remember my mom as an independent woman who bought a car for herself in 1970s, when women didn't do those kinds of things all by themselves. And I thought, what a cool mom. And again, I learned some really great lessons from her. My dad didn't know much about mechanics anyway, so, you know, it was a good idea. I remember my sister teaching my mom to text just so she could play Deal or No Deal. It was the only thing she needed to know about texting for, and she was pretty good at it. I saw it on my family's cell phone bill of, what is she doing? Okay. In 2008, during my first campaign for the legislature, Mom walked throughout her entire five-story condo building on Mercer Island with her walker. And it was handy because it had a little seat there. And she put all my materials on there, a little endorsement form, and went around and asked for all the votes and so forth. It was pretty great. I think she told me she came back with only one neighbor out of all five floors that I didn't have their vote for. But oh well, she did a great job, and I appreciate her, and I'm going to miss her vote in November, too. I hope it's not that close. A true gift, just a few weeks ago, Grandma Lulu was able to join us for my daughter Denise's wedding. We actually had a mini vacation up on Orcas Island, and it was wonderful to have her with us there. And she knew everybody. Everybody was so pleased to see her there and just spend that time with her. And, you know, sometimes you have beginnings and endings that come together and just make a really special time for all, and we were so pleased that she could be there with us. And last month, on her 50th birthday, my sister celebrated by jumping off a cliff in Issaquah to paraglide. Remember that, Sal? When I asked Sally what time I could come to watch, she said, 6 p.m., but don't tell Mom. So I said back to her, Sal, I'm 55, you're 50, I think we can tell Mom now, you know? Anyway, sorry, Mom, you didn't find that out yet. She was definitely the typical worrying Jewish mother who worried about every one of us every single day. I do want to give a tremendous love and thanks to my sister, Sally Halila, who has spent so much time providing wonderful care for Mom, getting her to appointments, and watching over her care at the summit in Pine Gallon recently. Sally promised Mom she wouldn't let her die alone, and Sally stayed all day and night in Mom's hospital room during the past week. She shared some very special moments with our Mom, and I know that it meant so much to both of them. On Sunday afternoon, Sally, Uncle David, and I were with Mom to kiss her goodbye as she took her last breath. It was also a really special time. We all miss you, Mom, and we will give and live a full life, a giving life, and a loving life that you've taught us all so well. Love you, Mom.